Deaths from opioid overdoses continued to rise in Arizona last year. That's according to the most recent tally by the state. This comes close to a year after Governor Doug Ducey declared the rising number of overdose deaths a public health emergency. KJZZ's Will Stone has been covering the fallout from the state's opioid crisis, and he joins me now. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lauren.
So, Will, you've looked over the new numbers from the state. What did you find?
Sadly, that the final death count for 2017 is even higher than the year before. In total, 949 people died from opioid overdoses in Arizona last year, and that marks about a 20% increase from the year before, Lauren. About a third of those deaths were due to heroin, and more than 40% of those who overdosed had multiple drugs in their system. As you mentioned, for the past year, ever since the governor declared a public health emergency, the state's closely tracked overdoses and gathered data to better understand how the epidemic is unfolding in our state. And that's allowed them to drill down into exactly who is overdosing, where they're overdosing, those kinds of details.
Anything stand out?
Some of the trends observed so far, the majority of overdoses occur among men. Overdoses are most common for people between the ages of 25 and 34. And about 40% of those who overdosed had 9 or more opioid prescriptions filled since the summer of last year. Chronic pain is the most common pre-existing physical condition among those who overdose. One at least reassuring note, the powerful, highly potent opioid fentanyl people may have heard about, which has devastated communities really across the country, doesn't appear to have made as much of an appearance in Arizona, although we certainly have had reports of law enforcement seizing large amounts of the drug.
Right. Clearly, an increase in overdose deaths is not a good sign. What are public health officials saying about these new numbers?
That this remains a pressing public health epidemic, and we have clearly still a long way to go as more people die. You know, this is true across the country. Nationally, more people are dying from opioid-related overdoses than did from AIDS at the height of that epidemic, and the skyrocketing number of deaths actually brought down the overall life expectancy in the U.S., according to the most recent figures from the CDC. But despite these tragic and very sobering figures, the head of Arizona's response, Dr. Kara Crist, who leads the Department of Health Services, says, you know, there are signs of improvement.
A lot of the data in this report showed that we are having successes here in Arizona.
So successes, what's she talking about there?
Well, Lauren, since June of last year, Crist's agency reports about a 40% reduction in the number of opioid prescriptions dispensed in the state. Hospitals are referring about 30% more patients to behavioral health services than a year ago. And meanwhile, pharmacies are dispensing more of the overdose reversal drug naloxone than ever before. And there are far fewer patients doing so-called doctor shopping, and that's going around and getting medications from 4 different pharmacies and at least 4 different doctors in the same month. Hmm. So all of these, Chris says, are signs that the state is making some progress.
What about the legislation that was passed earlier this year? Is that any part of this?
It has clearly begun to change the prescribing habits, Lauren, and in general, you know, the awareness among the community. That law, the Arizona Opioid Epidemic Act, which passed unanimously in January, had lots of different provisions, you know, from a Good Samaritan law that protects people who call to report an overdose to ramped up enforcement and oversight of prescribing. A lot of these rules didn't take effect until April, and some haven't even taken effect yet. So they obviously were not going to change the death rate for 2017. The state does have an overall goal of reducing deaths by 25% in the next 5 years. And Dr. Crist says that's still the target.
We did some things like the Good Samaritan law, the referrals to behavioral health that we knew would have an immediate impact, and then a lot of the things have a far-reaching impact in the prevention arena.
And that includes prescribing guidelines for doctors, new pain and addiction curriculum for medical schools and nursing schools, changes in how insurers cover substance abuse disorder, and a prevention campaign for kids in school. There are lots of these ingredients for this public health response that are important, and they're really upstream, meaning we may not see the impact for at least another year, if not longer.
All right. That's KJZZ's Will Stone. Will, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this.
Thank you, Lauren.